are an overflowing river of your love, so that we can reflect your grace to everyone we meet. Amen. Amen. Let's all stand and sing, "Let your living water flow."
All my cares and burdens onto you I run. Wash over us and cleanse us, Almighty God, especially now that this special day with Amelia and Asongo giving themselves to you, their lives to you, Almighty God. Praise your mighty name, Lord Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
That's better. It's a good job we've got two, isn't it? Right. Let's get rid of all the unnecessaries. This is the fun part. We're now going to baptize Amelia and Songo, but we're only going to do it once. So what we're going to do, we're going to ask if you want to see properly, please come down. Do not fall in the water. That's my job. Hopefully it's going to be on screen, please, Doug, so people at home can see it as well. Huzzah. It's all right? Just minimise Zineworks, if you please, okay? There we go. Oh, that's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Piece of art.
I wasn't expecting that. Hold the line, caller. Your call is important. Technology is wonderful when it works. Right. Amelia and Songo are going to share their testimony with us. If you'd like to both go up on stage, I think Songo's going first, and then Amelia, and then we'll come and do the rest.
In Acts of the Apostles 2, verse 38, it says, "Each of you must repent your sins and turn to God and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. Then you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." With the help of Matt this year, we did the baptism course, and it taught us all about what it means to be baptized and why you should be baptized. And I think that this really helped me and Amelia make our decision. Galatians 3, verse 27, "And all who have been united with Christ in baptism have put on Christ like putting on new clothes. After this, I hope to be filled with the Holy Spirit and give my life to Jesus Christ."
When it came to writing this, I really struggled to think of what to say. I was blessed enough to be born into a life where Jesus was no stranger. I've been coming to church my whole life, and there wasn't a single day in my 18 years of life that Jesus wasn't a part of. At first, I thought being baptized was something I needed to do, the next step. But when I really thought about it, I realized just how much Jesus has brought me through and wondered if I would even be here today without him. As many of you know, I'm quite a shy person and it's hard for me to open up, but I've been brought through and done things I would have never imagined I could. God has brought me through some challenging times, teaching me lessons along the way, and there has been one verse that has carried me through it all, which is Psalm 46, verse 5, "God is within her, she will not fall." But today I wanted to talk about something that was probably the biggest challenge I've been facing and one of the main reasons why I'm getting baptized today. At the age of 10, negative thoughts and feelings began to consume me, and I received a countless amount of support from so many people, yet nothing seemed to help. My anxiety and depression only grew worse and I became suicidal. It ended up taking over my life, but my parents' lives a lot harder. For a long time, I wondered where God was and why he was allowing me to go through so much. After almost 8 years of struggling, I'd completely given up and was prepared to end it all. That was when, in the middle of my brokenness, I had a heavy feeling on my heart and I began to pray. All I whispered was, "Jesus, please help me," and he did. He picked up the broken pieces of my heart, and instead of taking my life, I gave it to somebody who wanted it. Although I still have some bad days, I'm still here and ready to fulfill the plans Jesus has for me. I can't imagine a single day in my life that Jesus won't be a part of. Psalm 23 verse 4 says, "Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for you are with me." There would be days and nights where I wouldn't obey God or pray. The next day, he woke me up and gave me mercy. No matter how mean or selfish I've been, no matter how difficult or dark my life has gotten, Jesus has always forgiven and changed me for the better. He has been the light at the end of every tunnel, and that is why I want to get baptized.
Wow. Are we on? Yes. Wow. Thank you both. Right, come and join us. Please do. Right, so as I said, we're only going to do this once. If you'd like to come and get yourself... you're going to move that, aren't you? Yes, thank you. Please do, especially the youngsters, if they want to come and have a good look, then sit down here. It'd be helpful if somebody could hold my microphone so I don't electrocute myself or drop it in the water. Thank you, Adrian. And I now regret putting the heaters in for 12 hours because it's really warm. Right.
Oh, it's song.
Come on in. Please do free. Feel free to sit in the front. Thank you. It's all right.
Thank you, Donna.
Come on, George.
Absolutely.
Lovely, George.
Right. Are we ready?
Brilliant. So, Songo. Ready?
Are we ready?
Oh, go on, sorry. Thank you, Vicky.
Joshua chapter 1, verse 5, is the verse that God put on the heart of Matt for you, Songo. "No one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you." Amen.
Brilliant. So we're going to do the baptism now. When he comes back up, the band are going to sing a song. Chat, clear, pray, whatever you think is appropriate. So, Songo, I'm going to ask you the questions of faith. Songo, do you believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit?
I do.
Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and Saviour?
I do.
Do you turn from sin, renounce evil, and intend to follow Christ?
I do.
Will you live within the fellowship of the church, and will you serve Jesus Christ in the world?
I will.
Songo, we have heard your story of repentance and faith. We now baptise you in the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
When the music fades, all is stripped away, we can simply come, longing just to breathe something that'll work, that will bless your heart. King of endless world, no one could express how much you deserve. The one we can call, all I have is yours, every single breath. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you heart of worship when it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the things I've made it when it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amelia, this is what Psalms 121 is what Matt has got for you, okay? It's 1 to 8. I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord and the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life, and the Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore.
Amen.
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 So, Amelia, we're going to ask you the same questions of faith. Amelia, do you believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit?
I do.
Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and Saviour?
I do.
Do you turn from sin, renounce evil, and intend to follow Christ?
I do.
Will you live within the fellowship of the church, and will you serve Jesus Christ in the world?
I will.
Amelia, we have heard of your repentance and faith. We now baptize you in the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Hear your invitation
wait. My heart needs a surgeon, my soul needs a friend. So I run to the Father again and again and again and again. Oh, oh, oh. You saw my condition, had a plan from the start. Your Son of
here today with us, the Spirit moving among us, Lord, and you are able to witness this statement of love to you this morning and your love for us. For Amelia and Songo, we are so thankful, Almighty God, they have made this decision to walk with you in your guidance and faith and grace and mercy, Lord.
Open up my eyes in wonder.
build my life upon your love. It is a firm foundation. I will put my trust in you alone, and I will not be shamed. Holy, there is no one like you, there is none beside you. Open up my eyes in wonder and show me who you are, and fill me with your heart, and lead me in your love to those around me. I will build my life upon your love. It is a firm foundation. I will put my trust in you alone, and I will not be shaken.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for our lives. Thank you for everything you do for us, Almighty God. Amen.
Chiara ma curia poria turi, chiana mohevia, enta suria pocorni, elia mahilia, chiara ma curia, tu sogni chiamalia, corrompiria con tu.
I am the light, the spirit, and the truth. I am the light, the spirit, and the truth. You are my children. Just keep serving. I hear your prayers. I hear your pain. I hear your fear. But I'm here to comfort you and give you peace. Amen.
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 I'm still waiting for Amelia to come back. Bless her. Let's just spend some time reflecting on what we've seen and heard this morning. And if you think it's appropriate to pray out, please do. Please speak out what God has put on your heart, especially if it's a blessing for Amelia and Thongo. I was going to do that after communion, but there's no time like the present. Father, thank you. Thank you seems such an adequate word as we come today to celebrate these two baptisms. Lord, let it be an encouragement to each and every one of us as we walk daily in our walk with you. Let us recognize your hand upon our lives each and every day. And Lord, bless them as they venture into their new walk with you, their renewed walk with you, yes, their determined walk with you.
Yes.
And Lord, let them not be shy to mention to others as they speak of what they have done, or sorry, what you have done in their lives. Amen.
Zephaniah 3:14-17 says, rejoice, not because your life has become perfect, but because God is present in the midst of your life. When we rejoice in the Lord also rejoices over us. In his steadfast love, he remains calm. not accusing, but singing with joy over a people he has restored. Today, be still for a moment. Let your heart believe you are loved, you are accepted, and his presence is enough.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Father. Yes, Lord.
Most gracious Heavenly Father, my prayer for these two young wives is that as they have publicly declared their faith and their following of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you, Lord God, will send your Spirit to surround them and protect them in the days ahead.
Yes.
They are vulnerable now, Lord, because they have done this publicly.
have a time of communion later on, but first you've got to put up with me a bit longer. Well, Amelia and Songo, you've done it. Wet and baptised. All right, did you enjoy that? Yes, good. What a blessing it has been to see Amelia and Songo continuing in their faithful approach to life. Coming from a loving Christian home, their background and upbringing has led them to continue in their faith. And today is a day of celebration. And that's something certainly worth celebrating, isn't it? I think so. For family and friends, whether they're on Zoom or here, who are here supporting you, thank you, everybody, for being part of it. This is their special day, and I'm sure it'll mean a lot to them too, for you all being here and on Zoom. And they'll remember this day as a significant part of their faith journey. The words we heard earlier are some of the last recorded words Jesus spoke before returning to heaven. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age. At the heart of these verses, it is a simple invitation. Follow Jesus. That's what baptism is all about. Baptism isn't about becoming perfect. If it were, none of us would qualify. It's not about having all the answers. Most Christians would still tell you, you're still learning, or they're still learning. And it's not about joining some exclusive club. Baptism is a public way of saying, I have decided to follow Jesus. In many ways, our culture celebrates independence. We're encouraged to create our own path, write our own story, and be our own authority. But Jesus makes a remarkable claim at the beginning of this passage. He says, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. In other words, Jesus isn't simply offering advice. He's not just one inspiring teacher among many. He claims to be Lord. Now that might sound challenging to modern ears, mightn't it? But here's the good news. The authority of Jesus isn't given as the authority of a tyrant. It's the authority of the one who loved humanity enough to give his life for us. And Christians, as we know, believe that on the cross, Jesus took it upon himself, all of our sin, failure and brokenness. And through his resurrection, after his death, he opened the way to forgiveness, new life and hope. So when Amelia and Songo were baptized earlier, they were not saying, look how good we are. They were saying, look how good Jesus is. The water itself doesn't magically change someone. What changes a person is God's grace received through faith and belief in Christ, as we've heard through their testimonies. The water is a picture, isn't it? Going under the water symbolizes leaving behind an old way of life. Rising out of the water symbolizes new life with Christ. It's a beautiful picture, isn't it, of death and resurrection. Endings and new beginnings. And I think that's something every one of us can relate to in some shape or form. Most of us know that there are things in our lives we'd like to leave behind. Maybe regrets, mistakes, guilt, hurts, habits, fears. But we all know what it's like to make a fresh start. The Christian message is that in Jesus Christ, a fresh start is possible. But Jesus doesn't just call people to make a decision. He calls them, as we've heard, to become disciples. What is a disciple? A disciple is simply someone who learns from Jesus and follows him day by day. Sometimes people think that faith is about one big moment, but actually, Faith is about 1,000 and 1,000 plus ordinary moments afterwards. It's that continuous journey. It's choosing to trust Jesus on Monday, not just on a Sunday. It's learning to love people when it's difficult. It's learning forgiveness when we'd rather hold a grudge. It's learning hope when circumstances are hard. Baptism, the good news is not the finish line. It's the starting point. It's the starting line. This is where it begins. Today, Amelia and Songo publicly saying, this is the direction of my life. I want to follow Jesus. And finally, in the passage, Jesus finishes with a wonderful promise. Surely, I am with you always to the very end of the age. For me, that's a really encouraging sentence, and possibly one of the most encouraging ones in the Bible. Jesus doesn't say, follow me and you'll never have problems. He doesn't say, follow me and it'll be easy. He says, I am with you. Through good days and difficult days. Through confidence and doubt. Through success and failure. Through every season of life. His promise is his presence. One place which is on Vicky and I's bucket list is Pompeii. And hopefully there'll be a picture in a second. Thank you, Doug. There we go. Thank you. Which one day we hope to go and see. But what's fascinating about Pompeii is that as it's a very large Roman town, the roads were made of stone and rocks, as you can see. But when it rained, all the filth and the water ran down the streets, not soaking away because there's nowhere to soak. There's no soil to soak away into. So they put stepping stones across the road to get from one pavement to the other side. Stepping stones are there to guide us from one place to another. Every step, as you go across, makes a difference. In this case, you're getting one step closer to the other side of the road. This morning, Emilio and Songo have taken... I've led the way, and taken another step of faith. But we are not observers in that step of faith. We can be followers too. A little quick aside, a little story for you. When our son was very small, 18 months, you don't know what story I'm going to tell, do you? You think you can guess, yeah, I bet. We went away on holiday to the Lake District with some friends. And we went for a walk. And I had a backpack on with him in it behind me, as you used to see. You still get them, I think, can't you? And we came to a river which had a waterfall. And near the top of the waterfall, there were some stepping stones. I can see people smiling. You can see where this is going, can't you? And being a bit of an amateur photographer, I thought, it wouldn't be great if I could stand on those stepping stones in the middle of the river, if this is a ravine, take a shot with the water rushing over the top of the waterfall down there. I thought it was a good idea. So as I started to go across the stepping stones with my son on my back, Vicky called out, be careful, don't fall in. And me being the man I was, I said, no, it's all right, it's not slippery. And promptly fell in. Including James on my back.
But not immersed.
Not immersed. He didn't get baptised at that point, no. But he was a bit wet. And I may have got shouted at. Anyway. I'm sure I'm not alone in that story. We've all crossed stepping stones. We may have all crossed stones at stepping points at some point. And we slip off. And we've fallen in. And we've got wet. But what did he do? He got out and got on the stepping stones and continued on. Like me, I brushed off the embarrassment and made sure he was still alive and carried on my way. I didn't get the photograph. No, I don't think I got the photograph, sadly. But I am sure that at some point in Songo and Amelia's life, during their faith journey, they may slip off into the stream of life and get wet again. but with the support from their friends, their family, and our church, and any church where they may be in the future, they will encourage them, we will support them, and as they climb back onto that stepping stone and carry on to the next ones as they walk through your journeys, their journeys. So today, as we celebrate with Amelia and Songo, we're celebrating more than a ceremony. We're celebrating God's work in their lives. We're celebrating their decision to follow Jesus. And we're celebrating the promise that the same Jesus who called his first disciples 2,000 years ago is still calling people today. Yeah. Familia and Songo today is a public declaration of their faith. For the rest of us, perhaps it's also an opportunity to ask a simple question. What am I doing with Jesus? Because his invitation remains the same. Not merely to admire him from a distance, but to know him, to trust him, and to follow him. Being baptized won't make Amelia and Songo any more perfect than they already are. They will still get things wrong. We all do. They'll still have arguments, probably annoy each other, and do all the things they want to do. But what it tells us is about the choices that they have made, that they knew they needed help for their lives. We heard it in their testimonies. They heard the call of Jesus and will be healed and made whole as they allow God's power to work in their lives. Again, we heard it in the testimonies. This isn't written down. Amelia's testimony of what she shared with us was very brave. Thank you. And I had a sense as we were baptising her that that has not been in vain, that God will use that. I said this to you, didn't I? That God will use that at some point in her life. She might not know when. She might not predict it. Something will be come out of that experience. We all have life experiences and we all have some tough experiences. But if we choose to use them, and Amelia's chosen to declare that that has been a problem in her life, then that makes her a very powerful young woman.
Amen.
A very powerful woman for Jesus.
Amen.
And I'm not saying that to separate the two, because I know that God's got stuff for you too. It's just I felt that really, really strongly for Amelia. And as we pray, if you feel that during the baptism that there was a word for either of them, please do not keep it to yourself. So may God bless you both. May God bless Amelia and Songo as they have taken this step today. And may we all know something of the love, grace, and presence of Jesus for ourselves. Well done, Amelia. Well done, Songo. What about us? Amen.
Amen.
I have one more song before communion. Pardon?
The remembrance.
Yeah, why not?
Communion.
That's what you said.
Yeah. Do you want the blessing?
At the end.
We'll do the communion.
We've used up all the songs.
No.
Not quite.
Not quite.
Well, they've got another 10 up their sleeve. Anyway.
Take this bread, take this wine.
dying you destroyed our death. Rising you restored our life. Lord Jesus, come in glory. Lord Jesus, come in glory. Dying you restored our death. Rising you restored.
Guys, so we're going to come to communing now, and as you know, we share the bread together. We're going to hand out the elements. We're going to hold both the wine and the bread, and we'll eat together when I say. But it's going to be special this morning because Naomi and Michelle and Amelia and Songo as a family are going to serve you this morning. So let's come to the table of Jesus, our Redeemer. Jesus invites you to be here, to be part of the people of God. Come to the table humbly, not because you've earned a place here, because you need mercy and help. Come before, because you love God and want to love God more. Come because Jesus first loved us and gave himself for us. Come because you want to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Come because you want to experience the mystery of God's grace. You might have to come forward. So if you just want to. Thank you. You might not have enough. You want to do the crash. Because you've got a smaller number on there.
Beautiful Jesus, you invite us to your table where you preside. You say, come, eat this bread, drink this wine, receive my love for you. Receive my love for you.
On the night he was betrayed, Jesus had a meal with his friends. He took a loaf of bread, and after giving thanks to God, he broke it. And he gave it to his disciples, and he said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. After supper, Jesus took the cup of wine, and after giving thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is the blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for the many, and the many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, remember me." We have come to the Lord. Excuse me. We have come to the Lord's table. We have eaten the bread of heaven. God is the one who will transform us so that we can see with Jesus' eyes, hear with Jesus' ears, and speak with Jesus' mouth, so that we can be the body of Christ in the world, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom. Come, Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you that we are able to share the bread and wine this morning, especially after the baptism of Amelia and Songo. Lord, we pray you'll bless them as every time they come before your table, Lord, it will be a special moment to remind them of the commitment they have made to you. Lord, let today be a reminder for us that as we go through life, that we have the same joy in following you as they have discovered and are discovering for themselves. Be with each and every one of us today, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Right. Everybody can stand if you can. We're going to sing the blessing for Amelia and Songo. He is for you, he is for you, he is for you.
Lord bless you and keep you, make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace.
Father God, as we go from this place today with joy in our hearts for what we have witnessed and be part of this morning, we pray blessings not only to Amelia and to Songo and for the whole family, but to each and every one of us as a fellowship. Lord, bless us all as we go out from here today. Bless us as we serve you, whatever way that looks like, being a friendly smile in the shops or helping somebody across the road. But Lord, help us to change us for the glory of your kingdom. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Please stay for teas, coffees, cakes, steak, sandwiches. Michelle. There's cakes, etc. at the back. Please do make this a celebration of all days today. Thank you. Bless you.